Bloomberg, the first word, with Karen Moscow and John Bascom. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Jane Foley, senior currency strategist at Rabobank International, on the line from London. So, good morning and welcome, Jane. Is there any indication the BOJ could yet take some action on more stimulus?
Well, I think this was the disappointment, really, with the comments that we had from the Bank of Japan today. They were surprisingly upbeat. Now, of course, we know that the Japanese economy has suffered this month a 3% hike in the consumption tax. We don't know exactly how far that's hit consumption or going to hit consumers just yet. It's a little bit early days. But there is this perception in the market that it could knock growth entirely out of the Japanese economy in the second quarter. And therefore, the market has been quite optimistic that the Bank of Japan could ease again. But of course, the comments that we had today were really very upbeat, and that's what's really knocked dollar yen. The yen has been brought back on this perception that maybe after all there won't be any additional easing from the Bank of Japan.
So why did Governor Kuroda seem to be so confident about the Japanese recovery?
Well, again, it's only the data which is going to justify whether or not that optimism is really justified. And what we have seen most recently is the Tanken report. Now, this is a report put out by the Bank of Japan themselves. And what it reported was that present conditions are pretty good, but it's future conditions that took a dive. So people are anticipating that with the consumption tax in place, then the economy will be hit, because we haven't had that yet. We haven't had that being shown as a reality in the economic data. So if you just look at the data, the official data that's been reported, then what you do see is certainly an improvement from where Japan was just a couple of years ago.
So where does this leave the dollar? The Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index dropped to a three-week low.
Well, again, the dollar, again, on the back foot. Now, some of this, I think this is quite a convoluted answer, perhaps, but I think there's different functions leading us to this soggy dollar. And one is, once again, investors are becoming more interested in picking up yield. Emerging markets more recently have, again, seen a little bit of a rebound. People moving into currencies like Brazil, again, into Turkey, into the South African rand. Currencies that had been hit hard, again, seeing new investment as investors look for yield. So that leaves the dollar on the back foot. Again, if we turn to domestic affairs in the U.S., we look to the non-farm payrolls data that we had on Friday. That data really wasn't bad. It certainly was constructive. But there had been some talk right ahead of that release that it would be even stronger than it was. And therefore, to some investors, the news of the data on Friday was a bit of a disappointment. So again, at the dollar looking a little bit soggy. What that data suggested to many people's mind was perhaps the Fed funds rate won't be going up in the middle of next year after all. Perhaps it will be a little bit later. And that, again, having an impact of depressing the dollar a little bit. So what we need, I think, to support the dollar is some really good economic data from the U.S. over the next couple of weeks, the next few months. And whilst we get the minutes of the Fed meeting tomorrow, we don't have an awful lot of U.S. data to look forward to this week.
The euro is up again this morning, about 0.2%. This, as a gauge of German inflation expectations, is 17 basis points above an almost two-year low, with the ECB seemingly targeting inflation at this point. Where does the euro go from here?
Well, the euro is utterly fascinating. I mean, it has been extremely resilient for many months. And part of this reason is because investors have been coming back into, say, peripheral bonds. If you look at yields on peripheral bonds, they've really dove lower for months now. People have been investing in this region again. And now this is where it gets really interesting, because if quantitative easing does take place in Europe, and then we know now that it is in the ECB's toolbox, what happens to the euro? Because it may mean that investors see even more potential in peripheral debt. They may see more potential, perhaps, in European stock markets. Now, if that means there's even more investment flows coming back into Europe, it may mean that the euro finds support. And that goes against the common perception that QE means a weaker currency. So, it could have an impact, actually, of supporting the euro. So the euro, it seems, is going to flout or flaunt its resilient tone, perhaps, for quite a while yet.
Jane Foley is senior currency strategist at Rabobank International in London.
Bloomberg, the first word. Weekday mornings at 5 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014. Bloomberg LP.